Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا رفع مائدته قال الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه غير مكفي ولا مودع ولا مستغر عنه ربنا رواه البخاري. سيدنا أبو أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would raise the tablecloth when Rasulullah was after partaking of his meals, when he would lift the dasturkhan, the tablecloth, he would say, Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih ghayra makfiyin. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundant praise. Praise which is pure, tayyib, mubarakan, blessed, and not considered to be sufficient. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves all praise. Rasulullah s.a.w. is explaining to us in his hadith that we have to make dua to Allah ta'ala who is independent. And we all are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَلَا غَيْرَ مَكْفِيٍّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be considered to be such that we are independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is totally dependent upon. We all depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا مُوَدَّعٍ وَلَا مُسْتَغْرٍ عَنْهُ رَبَّنَا So Rasulullah say, all praise be to Allah ta'ala, abundant praise, which is pure, blessed, and not considered to be sufficient. O our Rabb, O our sustainer. So we neither regard this food as such that we are independent of, nor do we consider ourselves independent of it. So there are two important points here. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praise. We are praising Allah ta'ala after eating. Abundant praise. Praise which is pure. Praise which is blessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our sustainer. And we require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. We are dependent upon Allah. And we are not independent of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And also the food that Allah has given us, we require this food. This food should not be regarded as final. We are dependent all the time for food to eat so that we can gain energy, and we are not independent of the food that Allah Ta'ala has given us. It is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a dua that we should learn after partaking of meals. There are so many duas that a person should be reading, which are masnoon duas, whilst eating, before eating, whilst eating, even after eating. So this is amongst those duas the person reads after partaking of his meals when he's raising the tablecloth, the dasturkhan. Another hadith in the next hadith, وعن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكل طعاما whoever eats any food فقال الحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه رواه أبو داود الترمذي قال حديث حسن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم whoever eats any food and then he praises Allah Ta'ala. He says, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah. Alladhi at'amani hadha, the one who gave me this food to eat. Wa razaqanihi, and he provided me with it. He sustained me with this food. Min ghairi hawli minni wala quwwah, without any power or might from my part, from my side. Whoever reads this dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha, wa razaqanihi min ghairi hawli minni wala quwwah. Whoever reads this dua, then Rasulullah says, غُفِرْ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ Then all his past sins will be forgiven. Ulama have explained all his minor sins, his past minor sins, all will be forgiven. Imagine we are eating food, our stomachs are getting filled, and still when we make this dua, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving us all our past sins. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to learn these duas and to recite it. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ